The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As you approach the Day Reporting Center, there's a big stop sign and an order to remove hats and earrings and turn off cell phones. Also, no weapons of any kind are allowed in the Day Reporting Center, and there is a dress code. Absolutely no sleeveless shirts, tank tops, offensive or obscene clothing, low-cut shirts, pants below the waistline, or sunglasses.
So thank you for being here. This is the employment readiness book that goes along with the class.
Each day, about 100 people will come to the public safety building in downtown Richmond to take a series of classes which should help them to stay out of jail. Employment readiness, GED prep, life skills, along with behavioral therapy, anger management, and regular screenings for drug and alcohol use.
Our goal is to take folks that are struggling with antisocial peers, antisocial personality, and teach them to change their thinking.
Stephanie Saucier is the program's director. She says courts sentence some nonviolent criminals to come here 7 days a week rather than going to the city's jail. It's cheaper, and she believes more effective in the long run, because it begins with a 12-step program called Moral Recognition Therapy.
It's a very intensive class, but when they get through it, it's so far, when I've talked to people, it's their favorite.
What you have to do in MRT Lab, you have to stand up in front of the whole group and basically give your life story and be honest about, you know, everything that you've been through, why you've upset people and things like that.
Naji Jones is a 20-year-old musician who did 3 months in the city jail on a drug charge, but hopes, as a result of this program, to set a new course in life.
When I first came here, you know, I didn't think I needed to be in it or anything. As the days and weeks went on, you know, I started completing my steps and I realized it's really beneficial. You know, you can talk about your problems and they'll understand because they're going through the same thing. So it's helping me grow, become a man. I realized how criminal thinking I was from watching, you know, the programs and things like that. I had to sit down with the instructor of the program, kind of put to myself, well, I need to get on with the get on so, you know, I don't get sent back.
In addition to an attitude adjustment, Saucier says her team of 11 will try to impart practical skills.
Things, you know, we may take for granted, such as budgeting, working with, you know, the feeling of rejection, learn how to tie a tie. Do you have a criminal history? What do you say? How do you dress when you go for a job interview?
And the program offers job leads. 28-year-old Cedric is happy about that. The father of a 5-year-old boy is trained as a barber, but he says he'll take any employment he can get.
Anything, really. I'm not really choice at this point. I'm just trying to get, you know, established, trying to just make ends meet at this time.
Once he finds work, Cedric, who was convicted of a first-time drug offense, can continue his classes, since the center is open until 8 each night. He's moving quickly through the program and says it's been a great help.
It has given me structure. It has pushed me to push myself to get better. You know, you have to be here on time. As far as drug abuse, it pushes you to stay clean and want to be clean. Not only for yourself, but for your family and the ones who love you.
It's early to measure the success of this program, which takes 6 months on average to complete. It began in the spring of 2014. About 80 people have graduated, and at the very least, officials say it's relieved overcrowding at the Richmond City Jail. I'm Sandy Houseman.